Partnering to End Homelessness, a regular segment we present to, well, to basically talk about who is partnering and how we are doing to end homelessness, not only with those individuals, but families. So let's talk a bit about the theme today, perhaps the theme of partnerships, collaboration, specifically Mel Trotter and Family Promise. On behalf of Mel Trotter, Abby Sladek, good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning to you. On behalf of Family Promise, Kate O'Keefe. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Abby, remind me, thanks to much of your leadership, we do talk about partners to end homelessness. And partners are, we all have our individual silos, but you come together because it can't be solved by one.
That's right, Shelley. It takes truly a community to solve homelessness. It is such a big problem in our community and around the country that we believe, and I know Family Promise believes, that we can't tackle homelessness on our own. Together, we bring our strengths and our core competencies. Together, we're able to make a greater impact.
And how is Mel Trotter Ministries involved?
Sure. So we are in collaboration with Family Promise for the Pathway Home Program. It was created over 3 years ago now, June 2015, we decided to collaborate, which was a pretty unique thing to do with agencies who help those who are experiencing homelessness. And we thought, you know, Family Promise really has that area of expertise with families. Mel Trotter has the space. We have clinics on site. We're able to offer meals. Families can stay together in a unit. And so we thought, let's try this out. And 3 years later, we've had great success, as Kate can tell you about.
Yes. And again, Mel Trotter, also, you do have an opportunity to help those who are homeless sleep at night?
Yes, absolutely. So we help anyone that's experiencing homelessness. So we help families, we help men, women, youth, those who are identify as LGBTQ. We really want to make sure that we have a broad safety net for anyone that's experiencing homelessness, which includes overnight shelter. But if people want to move forward, also programs, which could include addiction recovery, job readiness, and housing readiness.
Yes, and we know you're busy. Family Promise, Kate O'Keefe, tell me about your great organization that's necessary.
Yeah, so Family Promise of Grand Rapids provides emergency shelter to families with children. We help those families find a place to call home. And when the family moves home, we actually walk alongside families for up to 9 months. It's that housing stability piece to make sure they don't become homeless again. And when we talk about partnerships and collaborations, it's so fun to be here with Abby this morning because, you know, you see a lot of nonprofits across the country working together. Maybe they refer to one another. Maybe they, you know, share a couple resources. We truly collaborate on every sense of the level. Our staffs are working together. You know, our leadership is working together. We both dived in with both feet and said, forget about any thoughts or pretenses or any, and just let's help families. And it's not every day you find two organizations that say, let's do this.
Yes. Well, let's put you on the pedestal and ask a couple questions. How have the successes been with this 3-year collaboration?
Yes. Okay, so this is the best part to talk about. Because of this collaboration, over 300 families had emergency shelter and basic needs and have moved home. That's well over 750 kids, probably more closer to 800. We know from the work we do, on average, families have between 2 and 3 children. So that's a lot of kids. And, you know, we talk about this as a success because, you know, not because we want to expand shelter and do that, because we want families to be home, Shelley. We don't want kids on the street. We don't want families in their car or doubled up in unsafe situations. So it's a success because those families had a safe place to sleep. They had some of Mel Trotter resources to fall back on. They had our best expertise and our case managers, and now they're home.
Great. Abby, any other success on your end?
Yeah, I would say, too, that we've had a waiting list in the past, a longer waiting list in the past 2 years, and we've been able to reduce that through this collaboration. You know, there's a lot of generous foundations and community donors that helped pool some money so that we could do diversion, which is helping families and individuals get out of homelessness before they even enter. So there's this system in our community through a bunch of different organizations like ICCF, Degage, North Kent Connect, KISD, DHHS, Urban League, Salvation Army, and we all come together to help divert families from homelessness because we know that if they can be diverted from homelessness for just a few dollars, then they are more successful. They can stay in their home. So that's our goal, too.
Let's talk about a challenge or two, please.
Okay, well, I'll start. I think it's kind of what Abby just said. The challenge is more families are still falling into homelessness. We know it's a well-documented problem that we don't have enough affordable housing in our city. We've talked about it at length, Shelley. The community's talking about it now. But that is still a problem. The cost of living is continues to rise. Wages are still a bit stagnant. And so the fact that we even have a wait list is one of those things that Abby and I are like, in our teams and in all the nonprofits we work with, we got to do something. We're not just going to stand by and let this happen. So that's one of them. I'm sure you have other thoughts.
Yeah, I think community awareness too. A lot of people don't realize that families are homeless, and even family homelessness is on the rise in the summer because right. they may have been doubled up or tripled
That's
up
a great point.
Over the winter time or in the fall. When summer comes, school's out, mm-hmm. it gets really tight in a house where you only have one or two bedrooms. So families end up in their cars or in tents even. So mm-hmm. it's important for the community to realize that this is an issue.
Because we don't see it. You don't see family homelessness as it's not as prevalent as somebody standing on the corner or if you're walking downtown and you talk to a panhandler. So it's not always we don't always know the families who are homeless. We may sit across from somebody in at our schools, be walking through our grocery stores, be in our faith communities or other small groups. You may not even know you're working with a family or talking with a family who's homeless.
Mm-hmm. And I would think even now is a somewhat of a critical time as we start to realize that it's back to school
back
here.
Back to school.
Here shortly, and you don't want those tender years to slip by, right?
Yeah.
We don't. You know, it's funny you bring up back to school. Just this last year, we had the school bus actually drops kids off at Mel Trotter and Family Promise. And that's a huge blessing, by the way, mm-hmm. that kids can get picked up when they become homeless. Schools are mandated to pick up kiddos where they became homeless, so in that school district. But you can see those kids, they're, you know, these tender years when mom's helping them get off the bus and they're excited to talk about their day. We want them home. We don't want them getting off at Family Promise or Mel. We want those kiddos moving home. And so now that school's starting, back to school supplies is another thing. You know, you start thinking, how do we get backpacks? We need school uniforms. It's big.
Yes, talking again, partners to end homelessness, guests in on behalf of Mel Trotter, Family Promise Grand Rapids, and others to beat this. Tell me about the future of family homelessness, if you would. Speaking again with Abby Sladek and Kate O'Keefe. What's our future of family homelessness?
So our goal really is to make sure there's not a wait list. If people are on the verge of homelessness, that they can get the resources that they need to stay in their home in the first place. But if they end up homeless, that they would have resources to get right into shelter and get out of shelter. I think one of the other successes we have in this collaboration is getting people out of shelter as soon as possible because we want to get them into their homes. And so we've been able to reduce that time, even with being the fifth lowest vacancy rate in the country. Family Promise advocates have been able to get families into housing. The last number I heard was about 55 days or less mm-hmm. from shelter into housing, which is pretty remarkable given there's not a lot of housing available. So I think that's what the future is looking like, getting families into shelter and out into their homes as soon as possible yeah. and then helping them stay in that house.
And I would piggyback on that to say I think the future's bright. Mm-hmm. We live in an amazing philanthropic community. Mm-hmm. We have people calling Abby and I every day saying, you know, my son just had a birthday, and instead of presents this year, he wanted to get school supplies for kids. You know, we've got a mom
get those
calling.
Kids here on the radio.
I got to get them out here. Next time I'm bringing them. We have a really supportive community, and the future's bright for our kids. The future's bright for these families. We've got employers in town who are starting to say, we got to step into this conversation. We've got foundations in town. We've got everybody's coming to the table.
And landlords.
And landlords. That's mm-hmm. a great point. Landlords are saying, hey, mm-hmm. we know that we could help out with maybe a unit, a discounted unit, just to help families get back on their feet. The future's bright, Shelley.
Mm-hmm. Nice. If one perhaps knows a family that's having some challenges, how do we reach out?
Yeah. So if a family is experiencing homelessness or just a housing crisis in general, they would call 211 United Way. 211 will be able to navigate that call, ask a couple questions, see where that family's at, help them kind of get that process started. Once that process gets started, that family would talk to the Salvation Army, the Housing Assessment Program, and we would just start that process, getting information, finding the next available emergency shelter spot. Where is it? How quickly can we get them there? Sometimes that depends on family size. You know, if you've got a family of two, maybe Family Promise can take them. Mel Trotter has some bigger rooms, so maybe if they have a family of five or six, they go there. So we just start triaging as quickly as possible.
To that partnering. Abby Sladek, what would you like us to leave us with?
Well, you know, Shelley, I always love to tell a story. So we have a family that we recently featured in our newsletter that came out of homelessness and is in housing now. Tammy was a single mom. She worked her butt off her whole life, always was able to provide for her kids. Her kids were in sports and school, and they did such a great job. But Tammy had a stroke, and she blew through her 401k in that time. She was trying to make it on her own, and she struggled. And so through a series of different events, she ended up at Pathway Home, and the Family Promise advocates were able to help her and her daughter Gabby get out of homelessness, and now they're in their own home renting. They're getting back on their feet. ICCF helped with some savings classes. It's just one of those examples of how collaboration and partnership really helps help people move forward.
Well, there we are. You part of the partners to make this happen. How do we find out more information, please? Let's start with, I guess, both of yours.
Okay, both of us. Okay, Family Promise of Grand Rapids. You can check us out online. We're on Facebook. And or just give me a call.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's chat. Let's go for coffee. I don't know, Abby. How do we find you?
Mel Trotter Ministries is online at meltrotter.org, and we're on social media as well, so feel free to connect.
Great. Well, again, ultimate goal is to put you out of a job because
that's
there
right,
are no
yes.
more homelessness, but let's deal with reality. Thank you very much on behalf of both of your organizations and the teams that you all represent, and go get them. Don't forget your umbrella today, though. Take care.
Thank you.